Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to point out another comparison between them. They're both Basque.
Mm.
And they both look like two different versions of vampires.
100.
Because Emery's more like a Dracula.
Yeah.
That old school kind
come
of
come in here.
And Emery's more like a Twilight. Yeah. Modern day wearing a turtleneck. He's allowed in the sunlight, him. That one.
Like, Unai is definitely the typical one you see in Transylvania.
He's in a castle.
High like, collars. Coming here. But, coming
should
here.
Should I tell you the truth, though? I think that's a better vampire. Welcome back to Filthy. It is the last day of 2025. And I just want to remind you that we publish new football content every week on a Monday, Wednesday, and of course on a Friday. Please be sure to subscribe, ring the bell, get notified. Do not miss out like you haven't all 2025.
It's the busiest time of year for us, man. Can't get a minute's rest, family life, you get me, gym balance, it's all over the place.
I hear that, man. I feel like I'm just eating the same thing. There's not much time, man.
We've got a busy 2026, AFCON, World Cup. So whatever time we've got now is a blessing, Lips.
I hear that. That's where Thrive enters the mix. Thrive meals are delivered straight to your door, ready to heat and eat in minutes.
Which gives us our time back to focus on the projects we've got set for 2026.
With Thrive, there's a weekly changing menu with 100 meals to choose from each month, meaning we get some great variety.
Thrive uses 100% natural ingredients with none of that nasty stuff. No UPFs, no artificial flavours.
And the food is all prepared fresh by in-house chefs, so it tastes like your favourite home-cooked meal.
I particularly like the harissa lamb meatballs, fam.
Damn!
I bet you did.
The meals are high in protein, macro balance, and it's approved by nutritionists.
The Cajun prawns and the Spanish style rice was divine.
So if you're like us and you want an hour a day back to start 2026, right?
Go to thrive.co.uk, that is thrive.co.uk/filthy to get 40% off your first box. Code filthy to get 40% off your first week. 20% off weeks 2 and 3 included in that as well.
What a deal.
Before we do the update, can I just introduce the young man that's next to Steve-O, an absolute legend in the scene. P, you say your name. I'll give you a round of applause because I love your position. You're an absolute legend. He has actually watched Filthy for so long, and we've been having conversations about you forwarding on for a very long period of time. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody at home who you are and Wagwan.
I'm a plastician, South London, born and raised, and it's a pleasure to get the call up. Feels like it's my first cap today, so thanks for doing the call up. But
who does he support though?
That's what I'm saying, plastician. we just got a plastician.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
No, because you see him, he's anti-grime, anti-everything
yes.
that is great in the UK. So he don't know about things. Don't worry about him. Yeah. But let's ask the questions. Obviously, plastician, South London, born and raised. So we know naturally, who do you support?
Man United.
Of course. Of course.
I couldn't believe it.
Proper South London, do you know what I mean?
Nah, that's proper South London.
I thought he was going to say, the way the top set up, Millwall, come on. I was waiting for it.
This is a Greek top, actually. This is Athens, yeah.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was a bad jacket. Is it a kit?
He's got some classic
this
tops,
is
in it?
Athens Kalateia.
How many jerseys do you have?
I don't know.
If you've got an Athens jersey,
you've got a lot. This one's deep. A few, maybe 3 or 4 seasons.
That's
back.
A cold drip, yeah. though.
It's like a smart one.
You Scottish?
Nah.
Looks Scottish, doesn't it? It does look Scottish. I said that, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a German top?
I've got a few, yeah.
Would you ever put Verts on the back?
Do you know what? I was a big fan of Verts.
Yeah?
Coming through at Leverkusen, watching him there.
Thanks.
He was a big player for them.
Well, you'll be happy to know he finally scored, so we're giving him a big round of applause here at Filthy Feathers.
Florian!
I was defeated, you won the war.
Well, Steve-O, you're bigger than that, yeah? And I respect you. Yeah, I respect you. You know.
Flow works, man.
Flow.
Listen, we dropped a January signings only draft on Sunday, which was a mistake. Would you like content to carry on being dropped on Sunday? Let us know. Make sure you watch that after you watch this. And that's 2025.
Wrapped.
Well, what do you mean? What, is it, was it an accident?
Yeah. No, but you know how Christmas days
bro,
are.
Bro, you do not know what day it is, bro.
We're recording tomorrow. Yeah, it's true, actually.
What
it's
do you
true.
Mean? He dropped an episode just long.
So basically what happened, on Sunday at 5, I get a phone, no, Sunday at 7, I get a phone call from Jad. He's panicking. I'm thinking, Geezer, it's Sunday. What's the matter? Poet, what? The episode's live. I said, oh no, now I'm panicking. Then I'm like, there's no need to panic,
panicking.
Take it off. And then you're like, oh, how was it doing, by the way? It was doing pretty well, to be fair. So, but now we took it off. It should be.
You took
now.
It down?
Of course we did.
No, man, that's people just eating their roast.
Yeah. It's dark, fam. It's dark. 11:59 p.m., man. But it's up now. So please do watch and see that I picked the best team.
Anyway, we're officially halfway through the season. Well, for some teams anyway, 19 games played out of the 38.
Arsenal are top of the league by a fraction. A fraction. And regardless of yesterday's result, there is something we've been meaning to discuss in detail. It sparked a few debates, especially here and on Twitter. It is
Unai Emery vs Mikel Arteta.
Can I say something, though? I reckon you should let it be the non-biased lot first, so... And give our opinion because me, I think it's BS.
No, I think we should just literally do start our job and then after that.
Hear what I'm saying? No, I don't know. I'm joking. But all jokes aside,
couple step overs is never bad. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Let's break things down. Experience. Certain man have experience. Unai Emery has been managing for over 21 years. My Pickney weren't born.
Don't let me get experience.
You see, he's trying to be in Grime now. He's trying to link us halfway.
Oh, nice. Don't let me get serious.
What, you thought it was actually that? Oh, you joke. Hey. But listen, like you said, Emery, 21 years in a job. He got his first job back in 2004. And that is the last time we won the league.
That is mad.
Man was screaming, free me them time there still.
So let's look at his managerial career so far in numbers. So he started off at Lorca Deportiva. Where's that, Plastician?
That's a Spanish team, I think.
In what division?
Lorca Deportiva. I'll be taking a guess. That's in the depths.
It's not Deportivo. Yeah,
that's not the La Coruña.
Yeah.
Is it?
So yeah.
Well, unless it is, I don't know. I've never seen it called that before. Anyway.
But wherever they are, he done all right there. 70 games. Won most of them. Won 34. Drew 16. Lost 20.
It's not bad, isn't it?
Win percentage of 48.57, which is decent for them, even though we don't know who they are.
What league are they in?
Almeria, who are their top flight now, aren't they?
They might
they
have been
might
them
not
times
have been
as,
then. Or
I think they
think
was,
they
you
were?
Know.
Pro four times, they might have. Pro five. He managed three sides in Spain. Lorca Deportiva, who are now fourth tier. Not sure where they were back then. Let us know in the comments. Almeria and then Valencia, where that's, think that's where he gained his probably respect as like a, what do you call it? Like on a national
man,
level
come
kind
on.
Of thing.
The Spanish man were rating his thing.
So he was there for 4 years.
He got his job in Almeria when they got promoted to La Liga.
So there you go. So they must have rated him.
100%.
But after his 4 years in Valencia, where Gary Neville didn't do well at all. he done all right there. Similar win percentage across the board-ish over there. But then after 4 years at Valencia, he went to Spartak Moscow in Russia. And like you said, Plastician, he wasn't there for a long time.
No. Busman's holiday.
Yeah, that might be like their season. But let's talk about Sevilla quick, yeah? Because Sevilla's where he done things, innit? He won stuff. But it took him nearly 10 years to win something as a manager. The 13-14 Europa League with Sevilla.
Other managers that have taken that time to get going
involve JJ, aka Jorge Jesus.
Can I ask you something?
When I finish, you can ask whatever you like. Love to interrupt in class. Jurgen Klopp took a little while, and so did Rafa. I want to stay at Liverpool Benitez. Stevo.
So you lot are saying that, so the turning point of his career, or not turning point, but the first thing of notoriety was him winning the Europa. But when we talk about Chelsea's and teams winning Europas or Spurs, we play it down and act like it's nothing. So is it?
Because we're talking about a man and a team. So a guy is going to have different expectations than a team. So a team's going to have expectations that have been built over years. And that young individual there had probably been managing for, you said, 9-10 years. So his expectations down to a team is completely different. A team's always going to have bigger expectations than a manager.
And bringing Seville to a Europa League at that time
is incredible.
Because that's
incredible.
When Champions League teams were getting dropped down there and he was still winning.
And they were beating
him. And one thing that was good before we go to the comparison of Arteta, if you take a look at it, his win percentage was always above 45%. It's around 50 and above, which is for the early start of your career and then pushing forward. I saw 70s. That's absolutely incredible.
They three-peated the Europa as well, no?
Let's compare it to Arteta. Let's compare it to Arteta. So he was offered three things in 2016. The lead in the Arsenal Academy, join Pochettino's backroom staff or join Pep at City. And we know what he chose. He chose to join man like Pep at City. So he's working with high profile players from day one. And then he became manager at Arsenal, December 2019. And I remember that because in that time, I remember watching him getting extremely upset with someone when we lost 2-1 to Chelsea. Tammy Abraham getting the winner peed me off, man. And has been manager of the Arsenal team ever since.
Who did he get upset with?
I think it was one of the centre backs. It might have been David Luiz or the goalkeeper, because at that point, every minute, David Luiz was getting on.
Probably David Luiz.
So if we take
one, you lot tried to convince me was a good signing.
That's actually very true.
Crazy.
So the 22nd of December 2019 till present day, he is our gaffer. His win percentage is also 60%. We're talking about 317 games, 190 wins, 59 draws and 68 losses. And I reckon, I don't know for sure, I know the people on Twitter are going to go mad and woo, but I reckon a lot of those losses were at the start when he first joined Arsenal.
It's not
because
even
right
reckon,
now
it's clear. Like we'd lost how many? 3 games last season, 4 games, if that. I think the season before, 5.
So progressively,
so, yeah,
we can say Arteta's got better.
100%, man. 100%. Arteta won his first trophy August 2020 in his very first season, 2-1 against Chelsea in the FA Cup. No fans there. Aubameyang went crazy.
People say that's Emery's team, right?
They do.
Allegedly, there is talk of that. Yeah.
I don't believe all that shit, though.
Neither do I, especially when you've got Arsene Wenger players in there and all sorts. It's just, how can it be Emery's team? He's there for 2 years. Anyway, as you were saying.
But yeah, Emery's achievement so far in his career, he has 4 Europa League titles, 1 Ligue 1, which is the top flight in France.
It don't count if you win it with PSG, I don't think.
So he's got 2 Coupe de France.
What's that?
PSG, I'm guessing that's the French
Carabao
FA
Cup.
Is it the FA Cup?
Cup? Probably.
But I think the next one is their Carabao Cup. Yeah. Coupe de Ligue, League Cup. He's got 2 of those and he's got 2 Trophée de Champions.
I think that's their charity shield.
Yeah. It's like their Super Cup. Yeah. And obviously...
Super Dish.
Yeah. Arteta has 1 FA Cup and 2
Trophy
Community Le Champion.
Community the trophy.
When you take a look at what Arteta's won in comparison to Emery, and obviously they have this conversation, what I find interesting is in the first 10 years, Emery won nothing. In the first 10 years, Arteta's won something in his first 6-7 months. You then take a look at the types of teams that Emery has in comparison to Arteta. Arteta seems like from day one, 2016, he's working with athletes that have to go and win something. He's working with top tier athletes in comparison to Unai Emery, who's working with sides that maybe don't have as much expectation, but he's achieving a lot. Since he won something in 2013, 2014, he has won something every year, barring his last season at Villarreal and his time at Arsenal and currently at Villa. So you're talking about a man that he really, really, really achieves. But it took him a little while to get there. The question I got for you guys and everybody is Unai better suited to teams with lower expectations, respectfully? I'm not trying to disrespect Sevilla, but at Arsenal, you're told, get this side back in the Champions League and go and compete for the league. I don't think you're told that at Villarreal. I don't think you're told that at Aston Villa.
That's a fair question to ask, because we say that about players all the time.
100%.
When there's players that are coming from like lower mid-table teams and the top teams want them, we'll say, oh, can he do it under the
pressure.
Tactics of a big gaffer, the pressure and everything. So I don't think it's a... Obviously, the only reason why it's kind of unfair is obviously we ain't seen Arteta anywhere else, innit?
Yeah.
You get me? So it's like...
It's a difficult comparison.
But if you take Arteta out of it and you just ask that question, I think he does better at teams. Lower pressure.
Let's not forget though, so before we go to Steve-O, two things that Emery's done which makes me actually agree with his statement. It's the 4-1 loss that he had with Arsenal in the Europa League final and the 6-1 loss to Barcelona when you were 4-0 up in the previous game. So those two things make me go, don't know about that. Steve-O, what do you reckon?
Question. Where was Villa when Emery took over? Reason I asked that is because it's 18th. I was going to say, when he took over Arsenal, 17th. When he took over Arsenal, were they still in the Champions League?
No.
So I was going to say it's around. He was taking over a team that isn't the Arsenal we know from now or the previous. It was a rebuilding Arsenal, and he sort of does rebuild teams. So,
but it was not a rebuild per se, because if I'm being honest, Wenger messed us up one time not getting to Champions League. So we had just been like once or twice out of Champions League. So it wasn't a total rebuild. Like, it was actually, you get a couple of players, we can get back in Champions League because we'll finish in fifth. It wasn't like where it was when Arteta took over. By the time Arteta's taken over, players want to leave, man are saying good evening. It's just an absolute mess, bro. Like a complete and utter mess. Then he gets the job, and then imagine getting into a job, but then a month later it's COVID. It's like, bloody hell. You're playing the FA Cup final in August.
Listen, before we even go into that, I want to point out another comparison between them. They're both Basque. And they both look like two different versions of vampires.
100.
Because Emery's more like a Dracula.
Yeah.
That old school kind
of
thing.
Come in here.
And Emery's more like a Twilight, modern day, wearing a turtleneck. He's allowed in the sunlight, him.
Like, Unai is definitely the typical one you see in Transylvania.
He's in a castle.
High like, colours. Coming here, like, coming
shall
here.
Can I tell you the truth, though? I think that's a better vampire.
Yeah.
So, in the world,
you know where you stand.
Emery's got this.
You know where you stand with those vampires, man. You know where you stand with those ones there. You know, one day in Twilight, they're all trying to play basketball.
They're outside, they're trying to do normal stuff. They've got glittery skin. They're warring werewolves. Brother, watch Van Helsing.
Too much.
Dracula's a bad boy. Emery.
So then Emery's so good. I mean, Sevilla did manage to get their best ever points tally 14-15 season. They got 76 points. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that Emery was unable to do with them and with Arsenal is naturally take them into the Champions League via the league. He done it with Sevilla via the cup, and he was obviously aiming to do that with Arsenal as well. So it just kind of says to me in my mind, in a short-term competition, like, he's a manager that could probably be Spanish manager.
He's a cup manager.
He could
probably
take care of a cup.
He's a cup manager.
You see League 38 games?
Do you remember what people said when we got him?
Go on.
They said, you're not going to win the league because you've got a tournament manager. Bro.
You have.
That's what they told us. They said, you're a tournament gaffer. Then we got to the final of a tournament.
And we lost.
Moved to. So it was like, but Sevilla, 2 5th place finishes in a row, then 7th. They won the Europa Cup.
3 times in a row.
3 times during the time, though. And that's
bro, that Shabby Rule. People play down the Europa League, yeah, but why? Them times especially, there was mad teams dropping into it. It was mad competitive.
It's good for a team of that size, isn't it? 100%. I remember I saw they beat you one of the finals.
Yeah.
They beat you lot.
Cup's first season.
And that was a good Liverpool team.
Nah.
Yeah, but you lot was in flow. Sturridge and them, man, you didn't want to see them.
Klopp's first season.
They had some.
I remember thinking
still.
You'd win that game, innit? I remember thinking you'd win that game because that was their second one.
Sturridge scored a banger though.
Yeah, I'm sure that was Emery's second one.
Yeah.
I remember saying you lot are gonna lose just because they won the first one. I didn't even know nothing about them, and then you actually did, and then they ended up winning the next one.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that Unai Emery also had to do stuff with losing some of his best players. Do you know what I'm saying? Rakitic, for me, at one point, one of the
cold, yeah.
He was an absolute maestro in the middle of the park. You don't, that's when you lose a player like Rakitic, you can't replace it. You got to try and maybe change the system and change everything that you do. So credit to Emery for losing players and still being able to still win, bring silverware to
Negredo.
Negredo to what, Man City?
Yeah, Jesus Navas to
Man City.
He came back though.
He went back and retired there, yeah. But yeah, man, so he's teams around that area, like he's doing all right. So yeah, on to the second team with quote unquote lower expectations than the top teams. Sevilla to Villarreal, it's the second Villa. Won Europa League again, knocking out Arsenal in the semis. Coming up against his successor, Mikel Arteta, and defeating Man United in the final. And that's another one. I was like, yeah, United are going to lose. And I didn't believe it. They had that Gerard Moreno up front.
Gerard Moreno.
And Francis Coquelin in the field.
Was that Dan Juma as well?
Dan Juma
moved to us, I think.
But do you know what? That even speaks to some of the players that he's working with. They're either on the brink of being big or have left a club where they had expectations, couldn't meet it, like a Francis Coquelin, and he's able to...
Yeah.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
You can say that about a few players at Villa in that team now.
100%.
Morgan Rodgers and like...
On the brink of being big like, or... Yeah, 100%.
Pushing them to a big move, putting them in the spotlight, making them the focal point of his team. Like, he knows how to work with players. He builds his systems around like the key components of his side. And he's been doing that. That's why a lot of these players get the big moves working under him. He obviously, like, players like playing for him. Like, no one says a bad word about him. You know what I mean? He doesn't fall out with his team very often.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So, on to the next team. With quote unquote lower expectations. And the third team with Villa in the name doesn't like small houses. Yeah?
He's the man them in Dubai. Yeah. Tree villas. Come on, tree villas.
Villa,
man.
Villa Real.
So he was 16th when he took over in game week 14. His first game was a 3-1 win over United, which pushed them up to 13th. They eventually broke into the top half of the table in game week 28 and would eventually finish the season 7th.
Now, this is with an Aston Villa team that under Gerrard, I don't know if you lot were watching them, they absolutely stunk. Same players, same everything. I'm sure they had financial fair play restrictions as well.
But towards the back end of the Gerrard situation, because at one point,
towards the end though, yeah. Look where they ended up. Yeah, 16th,
I think Gerrard definitely underachieved with that team. Because that's the...
Coutinho
and
that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know what you mean about low expectations, but I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking Sean Dyche at Forest, expectations. Like every team has got expectations. So I know what you're saying, the Champions League teams and them ones there, but I'm looking at a Villa with their fan base and what they expect. There was still pressure for him in this job. But I know what you mean. It's not the Liverpool. It's not the Chelsea. It's not them big teams. But I think in the Premiership, I think we need a new word for low expectations.
It is low expectations. I don't think he works well at a club that if the result don't go your way, the man upstairs makes the phone call. I don't think he works well.
How many
there.
Clubs? How many clubs has he been at in this 20?
I think two, PSG and Arsenal.
And he won the league at PSG.
Yeah, but it weren't enough. They're champions.
Wait, he lost the league at PSG as well?
Yeah.
He lost the league to a Monaco side.
I think this kind of proves it, man, because they finished seventh that year. If they finish seventh this year, they'll be fine with
happy.
It. Like no matter what.
Happy. You understand? Parade.
And then the second season, they've Champions League.
Yeah, nah, he did. Nah, but again,
did the man
that's,
say parade?
Yes, parade.
I said parade.
Respectfully. Yeah. Not for seventh.
They'll be a bit disappointed with seventh. Because of how close that they were.
Look, you see those teams here, they like the heights of it and their fans ain't used to winning that much games in a season. They're not used to it. You can say Lewis, what you want.
They can almost taste it.
I sat here, and this table right here, and I said to you, like, I remember a couple seasons ago, Villa was in eighth, and I remember saying, I'm disappointed. And everyone was like,
got a bit mad in the comments and whatnot because
weren't it this season you said?
No.
The thing was up.
Yeah, it was a couple of seasons ago. So, point is, that was in eighth. Disappointed because we're used to seeing them a bit up.
But that's, do you know, you're what not it is? A Villa I think fan, two bro. Things can be true. Like they can be disappointed, but it's not like if Arsenal was to finish seventh, if Liverpool was to finish seventh, that's the end of the world.
Because what?
Like, that's not. They won't want Emery to go if they finish seventh.
Never.
They'll see it as like, you know what, we go again. We got faith in him. We've seen him finish fourth.
They can have 10 seasons on a spin, finish between eighth and sixth. In between those three numbers, and he'll keep his job 10 years. Any number, eighth, six, or seven.
Listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not a parade.
Now, he was mucking about. To be honest with you, they should have a parade, though, because last time they won something, it was like, what, 95?
Yeah.
So, like, if you have... I don't think anyone going to Aston Villa, now that football's like a business anyway, you're not going to go into that business where the last time they won something, it was 1995 and have high expectations.
Go in the Conference League that you lot went. Go in there and win it.
I bet they had Winner Cup on their... what do you call it on Football Manager?
No.
Yeah, but winning a cup is not high expectations. If you're asking someone to win the League Cup...
Steve-O, there's four cups. There's only two, three teams that can win the league, bro, at all. So no one's going
so
into that.
So there's three now.
As much as I hear, remember, expectations is what you more or less have to do or you failed. You understand? And I just don't think Villa will look at this season thinking if we don't win a cup, we failed. I think it'll be challenged for a cup.
But I think and then where they
maybe
are now,
summer, maybe.
They must feel like they're there now.
No, 100%. That's a different
at
conversation.
At the beginning of the season, you take
and
this
right
all day
now,
long.
And right now, 100%.
So, in the third season, Champions League quarterfinal, and if I'm honest with you, I think they gave PSG a better game than Arsenal.
I watched them
against PSG, especially Rashford when he come on second half. It was going crazy. Yeah.
Liverpool gave PSG the best game, but Villa's Steffo second.
Villa were really, really, really good against them. And where did you play them in what? Group or?
No, in the last 16, but we took them to penalties, innit? Okay. Yeah. So they knocked us out on penalties, so we gave them the best. But Villa gave them the best game.
I think Villa definitely took the game to them the most.
Yeah, it was like 3-2 in that.
Yeah, no? They took that and they 3-2, had moments. No? Yeah, they had moments.
You okay there?
Trying to help him out.
I ain't got no nails, bro.
There we go. Ain't got no nails.
Stop biting them, man. Nervous wreck.
By the way, Villa's definitely, they said they won a cup this year. I'm sorry. If Newcastle,
they won a cup last season.
Palace are all winning cups.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. God, look, there's three. How many teams can win the league? Two, maybe three. Yeah.
Three.
So the league's off the table. There's four trophies. Three trophies they can win.
What three?
FA Cup, Carabao Cup,
and
Europa.
Oh, Europa.
No, but I'm just saying at the start of the season. Yeah. You as a gaffer can't say to your as an owner to him. We've got to win one. There's three. And there's some bad boys in this tournament.
They would have been going for it, trust me.
It'd be nice. That's what you say, it'd be nice.
Let me ask this quickly. At this point, what do you think, it's just a random question, what do you think would mean more to Villa and their fan base? A fourth place finish or a trophy?
Trophy.
Trophy.
You reckon?
Yeah.
They're at that stage in life, man.
Champions League football.
They're at that stage in life. My thing is, I hear that, but I know they're a different size to Palace, but Palace won a cup. Eze out the door.
100 years.
Their gaffer might go now. They got Morgan Rogers there, who they got to do things to keep now. Timelands.
Kamara. Konda.
Do you know what? Can I just say one thing, though? Konda, I think the fact that they would prefer a trophy over Champions League, to me, speaks to how much of a smaller club and small expectations there is. Because you're telling me you would prefer to have a cup final in March in comparison to be going away to Barcelona potentially next season. Like, that's mad.
I would say, just the way football's changed, I think you lot, what you said there is thinking more olden days. We said recently on a show, was it the start of this season, about how the importance of a cup's become now for teams.
For big teams. We
did. But do you remember what the player said when he came here?
Who?
Go on. Kyle Tomori. And remember, this is just
big teams don't care.
This is just his. Yeah, he said a bigger team, a team thinking forward, is saying they love a day out, they love a trophy win, but a top four finish and playing in Champions League next season is the aim.
But that's for them.
For them,
what about the fans?
Yeah,
the whole point of a fan going is to watch his team win and lift trophies.
Yeah, but
you're putting too much significance on you.
Yeah. I just think
you're rating
about
yourself.
You, man. They only can do what they can do.
You think them chairmen are spending 100 mil thinking about
FA
you?
Cup. No, but Villa ain't spent money. This is the whole point.
It don't
point.
Matter. If they do, they're not thinking about you, my guy. Villa might. But
they want to be able to. They don't want the money they spend to be Morgan Rodgers' money that they got.
But bro, getting to quarter final of a championship Champions League is a good run. It's good money. It is. You still make money.
I believe a Villa is still, I think they're still small enough to want a cup.
You know, no. But you see what this is where the football fans got in. I think they get their knickers in the tooth. They're trying to move like, you lot, Arteta, he needs a trophy. He don't. You see what he's doing?
He definitely does.
He's doing...
He said
fans. You know what I'm saying? He's doing big club stuff. You know, like making you challenge and semi-final of the Champions
Say
League.
That to that's
what you... Like the man are saying, FA Cup, like, covers... No, it don't, bro.
It doesn't. I'll be honest. It doesn't, bro.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me, please. Arsene Wenger, when he was doing the big club thing, getting you in fourth spot, Champions League and all the rest of it, winning a cup here and then... as well. So he's getting you in the Champions League, building a new stadium, as well as FA Cup.
And challenging.
He wasn't challenging.
It wasn't good enough.
Football's changed. Like you said, football's changed.
So now a cup, so you'd rather just keep finishing fourth, challenging, losing, then win a cup.
No, half of his career he was and half of his
he
was.
No, he's saying from Emirates
era. From the Emirates era,
Emirates, okay,
there's no challenging. He wasn't challenging. There's like flirting, but you're not challenging, bro.
Yeah. Right, serious.
You weren't doing a second. We finished second because Tottenham flunked it in 2016.
But I watched a documentary.
History's there, bro. We're
not
going to lie.
I watched a documentary and you lot are not a big club. You lot are a big club, but I'm not a big club. But yeah, you lot done some amazing things under Wenger.
So just to get correct, Arsenal fans, happy with Arteta not winning and just doing big club stuff like he asked.
Yeah. I'd rather come second and no FA Cup than fifth.
The only situation with Wenger why he should have been trying to win trophies as well is because we were consistently, apart from the first season 06 where we had to get it on the final day, in 07, even though the league was terrible, we comfortably were fourth. And moving forward, we were comfortably third. Like, we will comfortably be in these positions. So once you've acquired a team that comfortably gets top four, for me, you have to get a trophy and push on now. But when you're Aston Villa and you're finishing seventh one season, then third, then fourth, then you need to get some stability of establishing yourself as a top four club. And then the next part of the conversation is, let's introduce a trophy. Let's introduce a bigger player. Let's challenge for the league. But it happens in stages, and I just don't think Villa are at that stage yet.
Have Aston Villa been in the Prem longer than Bournemouth?
Bournemouth? Bro, Villa have not been down in a while.
They come up with Steve Smith.
That's what I forgot. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
No, but that weren't for long.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was one season.
No, but two seconds. As much as I hear that, to say if they've been in the Prem longer than Bournemouth.
He's on about now. He's on about the last time they come up.
Oh, since they've come back? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
So I was talking about Angel and Vassell and Red.
Bournemouth haven't gone back down.
Like, if they haven't, then you can't expect huge. You know what I'm saying, innit? If they've been in the Prem back 6-7 years.
That was a long time ago.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're happy.
Everything you're doing is lovely. There's no expectations. They've not been in the Prem 10 years.
In the relegation thing, there's three clubs that have been relegated, but I'm not interested. When they come back up, they kick on. And that was West Ham, Newcastle, Aston Villa. I'm not interested in their relegations. It's not like when Southampton get relegated. They're not coming up and thinking, woo. Let's compare them
to Bournemouth. I hear that, though, because Bournemouth, I think, are quite... Obviously, they're not having the best of seasons, innit? But I think they're kind of in that Villa kind of realm where it's like, if they go on and do well, it's wicked.
Nah, man. Villa have won the champs, man.
Bournemouth could be a feeder club. Bournemouth could be a feeder club. Clubs with bigger expectations already installed.
Their stadium's not big enough. Yeah,
they got to sell.
Bournemouth been in the Prem 5 years more, bro.
See? Ah, cool.
All right, let's not talk about average clubs anymore. Let's stay in the places that I like to stay because I've got a big club. Let's talk about clubs with bigger expectations installed. Do you know what I'm saying? PSG finished second in his first season, missing out on the league on 8 points. And just to make it clear, this was a Monaco side that was a feeder club. That Monaco side might as well have been Ajax, bro. They were a feeder club. They also got a Falcao that literally just came back from the Prem not doing particularly well to go in and smashing it with Mbappe up front. I think that stinks against Man City. Allow it, bro.
That's a feeder league. He should have won the league.
PSG could not finish second to that Monaco side.
How about this then? Bit of context. So during that period where he's come in, there was a lot of noise going on at the top. There's a lot of stuff going on now. Obviously, you go in there, you should still win. But he came up against a Monaco team that if you do see the players that got stripped from that team, it was an anomaly.
But you know what's so mad? They get players taken from them all the time.
I know, but
know
this
what
team
I mean?
Was a special team.
Fabinho, Bernardo Silva.
That he come up against, man.
Thomas Lamar.
Like,
Thomas
it was
Lamar.
A joke team.
But
with the noise that was going on at the top around the club at the time,
I think, is it Neymar went there around that time or not?
Dan.
Get Poet off, man. He's waffling. Allow me, bro. Get him off, man.
Nah, he held it up. He held
Poet
it up.
Get off, man.
Stop I don't know. Man. I might Happy be wrong, Christmas, yeah. Man.
Get the dog on, man. Fart on his jacket, man. Fart on his jacket, Dan.
We got them in the Champions League that season, I think. Or it might have been, was it the season after? We drew, innit? Drew twice, yeah, I remember. And I just remember, man, Emery, a lot of hand movements on the side and that, but it just looked like he looked out. I don't know.
Where are you talking about?
When he was at PSG, he just looked like he's on the side doing all the hand movements and that. Cavani and them, man, they're just looking at him, bro. They're just thinking, bro.
Remember, that PSG was like, it had right. Celebrity
football. Yeah, that's what yeah. Egos, different. A lot of egos.
Has Luis Enrique not won a league?
No.
Are you sure?
Luis Enrique, Danny Barca, quadruple.
1 second. Brother, at PSG, has he not won the season? Has he not won a league one season?
No, I think they've won it every year.
He has, isn't it, right?
They've won it every year since Monaco won it.
Lille, okay. All right.
I don't think he was a gaffer, though.
He was.
Pochettino was.
Ooh.
He probably took over that season halfway.
He's right, yeah.
Went out in the Champions League round of 16 after taking a 4-0 lead against Barcelona, eventually losing the return leg 6-1.
Yeah, but that weren't him.
That's it, bro.
Last time we were here, we talked about God when God gets involved in Champions League and how you can't stop it. Once God gets involved, like God did that one.
Nah, God sent brother David down. Neymar just ran riot, bro.
It was Neymar.
Bro, I don't think you can blame Emery for that, man.
I mean, I'm not sure who
else.
Surely
it's down to the players. You've coached a 4-0 win in the first leg, yeah? How have the players crumbled and lost 6-1 on the pitch?
Third... You don't think that's on the gaffer?
Yeah, of course it's on the gaffer.
Part of it is, but most of it is on the players on the pitch.
It's 2-0.
What was the score at halftime?
2-0.
That's what it was. 2-0. Yeah, 2-0.
It's his fault. You cannot tell me it's not a little bit his fault.
You know why Lippy's right?
He's part of it.
No, listen, you know why Lippy's right? Look, at 2-0, yeah?
Shut up.
The next break, exactly.
But how do we not know? He didn't tell his team to do that.
It's not about telling it. Make the changes.
Yeah, but we were talking about the two at the time, the two most immature teams, PSG and Barca at that time.
Barca
were
immature.
Yes, they
were
immature. That 4-0 lose was immature. That 4-0 loss was very immature.
Barca. That was immature.
No, they had. Who was the right back? The centre midfielder right back. You.
Roberto.
What was his name? Sergi Roberto.
He scored.
No, he did. He scored the winner, I think. Yeah. But still, it wasn't. It weren't experience. That was almost a Barca team 4-0. In transition.
But anyway, that's what I'm saying. This is unexplainable. It's divine intervention. We can't even put that on
Emery.
I don't think that's all on Emery.
I don't think it's all on him, but in the conversation, can he do it?
You play two when goalies, bro.
All right, listen, let's talk about
Unai.
Was it a domestic treble that he did?
The treble.
The treble, not treble, not that treble, like. Yeah, you spell it like treble and bass. You know them are like...
Bro, you know, like a domestic treble is just... Treble, it's yeah. The same as a double.
It's a 2.5.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, what is that?
So he won the Coupe de France. Le Ligue. Mm-hmm. Coupe de France and the Coupe Le Ligue. And the Trophy des Champions.
Hey, see, Coupe? Mm-hmm. I thought it meant like small car.
That does.
It means a lot of things.
It means small.
It means bath.
No,
listen.
It's a small car cut.
Hold on, bro.
Two door car cut.
You're being ignorant. Bro, let me show you about the Latin term. There's coupe, car.
And there's coupe like
when you
the
take
plan.
Over. Yeah, yeah. Like when you take over something like
that's
a coupe.
That's C-O-U-P.
Yeah.
That's C-O-U-P-E.
It's all the same.
I don't think there's a word that's just C-O-U-P.
There's not C-O-U-P.
That's a coup.
Soup like, you know, coupe de terre.
There's not
you know
soup
about coupe de
terre. You know there's no soup with a C, bro. It's all got an E. It's got an E.
Can I say something?
Type in
Loons. Loons, I usually give you ratings because you told me when you was inside, you learnt a lot, right? Right now, you're acting stupid, bro. Like...
He means a government coup, like a
C-O-U, what yes. You said.
Oh, I thought I had an E at the end.
No, yeah, it don't.
It's a coup.
Yeah, but he said a coup.
Yeah, it's a coup.
Like, so it I means an e instant of successfully achieving yeah, coup, something yeah. Different, a coup.
Yeah, but
difficult.
Coup so, car. It's a coupe.
I think mean, that is
it's
a coupe.
It's got a no, but it's got the accent.
No, it's got the accent. It's a coupe.
Where? He just said, it's an iMac, bro. It ain't going on there. Focus.
It's an E with the dash on top.
No, that's the coupe.
The cup. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a cup.
Cup de France.
That's a France cup, bro. Tour de France, Coupe de France.
But it's like they're there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing.
They got masculine and feminine.
Mm.
And that La Ligue, that means it's masculine.
Is it?
No, yeah. That's feminine.
No, it isn't.
La.
What would it be? Le is feminine. La Ligue. Le is feminine.
Oh, well, sorry, I'm talking Spanish. Sorry. Spanish. It's L. L. I'm thinking of L. And La.
Oh,
and
La.
Yeah, it's like
La.
There.
So in his second season, he did the French domestic quadruple.
Why is there even four? Yeah. Have we got four?
The count,
is
it a charity shield? The charity shield, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't count.
Wow.
But we haven't got four, though.
Yeah, FA Cup, Prem, League Cup, Community Shield.
Oh, but you didn't win the league, no?
Second season. He won it all.
Levetzi and them, man.
And you lot are saying he's a flop at bigger teams with pressure.
He went to any gaffer that PSG have appointed since it's gone mad has gone there to win the Champions League. Yeah? And I think they get a season, then they get another season, and then the sheikhs or whatever they are assess what's going on. To win the domestic quad, he got Mbappe on loan from the champions, Monaco, Neymar from Barcelona, 222 million euros.
They made that back in one day on shirt sales or something, I read.
But you know
half
is,
an hour, bro.
That, if you're being totally honest, that you're going to win. You're gonna
you don't
win
even need to spend
on.
That.
Can I just quickly, that's a quick round the table. So do you think he flops at big clubs?
I think based on that question, to if you've gone somewhere to win the Champions League, getting Mbappe, Neymar, all of these things to get nowhere near it, I think it's leaning towards him doing that.
Yeah, he went out in the round of 16, his second season in the UCL. You know I'm a UCL man.
To the
5-2,
champions.
You can't go out 5-2
but
no,
bro, this with Mbappe and Neymar.
This
on two seasons.
Can't do it.
Okay,
and look at the two teams he went out.
And I was going to say, we say he signed Mbappe, Neymar, and these man. I think that was a club thing, and they forced it on him, bro.
No, but that's
bro,
like,
you want to be forced on you?
No. He did not want
Messi. Broski. No, he wasn't. Hold on. You're trying to tell me he got what an evil plan that is? You have to buy Mbappe and Neymar. Guess what you've got? Mbappe and Neymar.
Lippy, let me land. We saw it with Solskjaer. His whole thing got derailed when they forced Ronaldo onto him. Everything went left.
Yeah, but Ronaldo is different. You're getting Mbappe.
I just think
you've got Mbappe and Messi.
It's different, but it's
Mbappe
the same principle. Emery might not see them fitting into his tactics, bro.
As much as I hear that...
No, they win the Champions League.
As much as I hear that, I want to talk about the team I know and love now, Arsenal.
What did Arsenal see in Unai Emery?
Can I be honest off the rip? A tournament manager, man. We saw that the route to Champions League was difficult now. We knew we had a season of Europa League ahead. Done the lazy thing and went and got the Europa Vampire.
No,
driver.
You can't do that.
I swear down we done that.
They're proper going down the Liverpool route, you know. He was their Rafa Benitez, but he just didn't do what Rafa did. You get what I'm saying? They got a cup manager to steady the ship.
We're talking about Arsenal team that hadn't won a league for 20 odd years. Right?
Yeah.
No, that's now.
Yeah, but
it's about
odd.
Let's say
15.
Years. 15 years, yeah. A long time, yeah. And you go and buy a cup manager to win a cup. You know cups are notoriously hard to win. Like, they're just hard. Like, it's the magic of a cup, isn't it? You can't.
They've won the FA Cup 12 times. Listen, it's not magic no more.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's not the cup they were trying to win.
We chose the Europa League over the league
full
that
team,
season, I believe. And we got to the final against you lot. And
we just mugged it.
Whatever happened. But I want to talk on...
We were already in Champions League and we just did it. We were bantering. They were bantering
you didn't even
on the
need,
pitch.
Yeah, you didn't even need
I want
to
talk on something that GOP mentioned earlier. And I know that we weren't the most blessed financially at the time, but I believe that he was given the right to go out into the transfer market and do his thing. We sent him to the shop. He came back with Bernd Leno, Lichtensteiner.
You think that was all him?
Socrates, Lucas Torreira.
You lot loved him.
And Guendouzi.
You lot loved
Two
him
seconds.
Too.
I put an asterisk on Guendouzi and Torreira. Because Torreira, we was calling that boy White Kante at a point.
Yeah.
When he landed.
I didn't see it.
That boy was Milk Kante. Yeah, he looked.
You know what? There's no name brand there, innit?
No, bro.
You might give Socrates.
Socrates.
But not because of him, because of the name.
Yeah, it's a god. It's a god.
Greek
yeah,
god. Yeah, Greek
yeah,
god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zeus.
Philosopher.
Are we going to sit here and act like
Zeus
managers sign players?
I was just about to say
at Arsenal,
that.
I think is that all managers, him? Managers
so hold on. So you're trying to tell me someone upstairs went and got Lichtensteiner?
Yeah.
That's his bedroom.
He's 35 years old.
They did win in the same
they
year.
He had a right back problem, man. I'm sure that.
And he's just come on. He's available. You got it. Can I say something? You got to remember, Arsenal ain't the Arsenal you lot are thinking now. They was a very poor Arsenal team back then. Europa, no Champions League to get Champions League signings. Lichtenstein coming up was probably the best of a bad
Steve-o,
bunch.
Steve-o, like I said, there's no sentiment in football. So if you want to double your stadium size, you're going to have to go 10 years with that type of signing, yeah, bro. 100. And that's what it was, isn't
I
it?
I think he went to them with a list saying, these are the players I might want. They came back and said, these are the players.
No. They would go to him with a list. And they'll say, these are the players available. And he would go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even though one is not no one he wants really, but it's because that's
he's
the
hoping
list.
He can find a diamond in the rough.
So he spent 100 million on those people.
What on those four?
So his last six results in the league that season clearly indicate that he chose the Europa League route to the Champions League over the league because... There's some shocking results.
Bro,
there, man.
You're conceding three every game, basically.
Yeah, and all he needed was one more win there to qualify for the Champions League, the league route. And yeah, man, it's
Wolverhampton
3-0. Is there a world where that message came from above?
How? How can like that's
we ain't
impossible.
Won a European trophy? We could win a trophy and get into champs. On that.
But this is my thing. How do you tell? So what do you? Like, one of those matches, 3-2 at home to Palace, we tried to win. Like, they weren't, it's not like we just fully, you get me? Like, is there something went...
Player selection, all these things plays a part. Obviously, I don't know who he was selected.
You're also forgetting the Arsenal DNA, where at that point of the season, it falls apart, you unravel very quickly.
Perfect. Dan, like, those six games, he did channel on the Europa because he wants the trophy, but he thought... this team's going to get me the points I need out of these six games. Because when you see that on paper, we're going to get the three wins we need. Like, they need three wins out of that. You're going to see this. You're going to be like, yo, rest. We're going to get the wins, bro.
Palace at home.
We're going to get them.
We just beat Watford. Palace at home a week later. We're thinking,
that.
Yes.
Five of those six games, though, are away from home.
Bro, they are, but listen.
Wolves.
There's no way.
Wolves called them times. They
don't care, man.
That was under Nuno.
Need to go
and Arsenal wasn't.
It's not about us not being cold. It's the we're better than most of the
Smith Rowe era or not?
Yeah.
Like this is such a poor team.
It's not about that, bro. Yeah, Lacazette,
Ozil,
Aubameyang. Wolves attackers were better than Lacazette.
Broski, hold on. Didn't Aubameyang get Golden Boot this season?
Forget Bamian.
But wait,
good.
The attack was good.
Aubameyang,
but what about the defense? Who was your defenders?
That. Who was Everton's attack and defenders? who was Palace? What Beto. Are we doing here? What's happening?
Palace attack was better than your attack.
Broski, what about their defense? What are we doing here, bro?
Yeah.
Like we should have won one of those games.
The point is that Arsenal team that we're naming, wasn't much better than these teams. Not to rest players and think you're gonna get the points.
Aaron Ramsey. Bellerin. Nah, this team was decent, man.
Bellerin.
Hold on, we didn't rest players. Like, what are we doing
That's
here?
That's hindsight, Bellerin.
You're moving like this is 20 years ago, bro. Like, we remember this. Everyone laughed at this. Now
this
you're
is
defending.
Your Puma kit, innit?
Yeah, they were
a decent team, man.
That's when we went. We went away to Valencia, mashed them
Giroud.
Up.
Giroud.
Nah, Giroud left.
Oh, bro, one run from six. Is that's relegation stuff.
But bro, from them results, we can see you were conceding bare. So your defense was clearly shit.
So like, what are we doing there?
You know what it is as well? You see form, form plays a massive part in cup finals. You can't just lose 5 out of 6 and then go into a Europa League final with Chelsea. No pressure. They're already in the Champions League.
Man say
Hazard and Giroud, they're just mashing
what,
works.
The defense with Socrates and Lichtensteiner, Bro, he's a chief, bro. He's part of the reason you can't.
That team's as good as them teams, bro.
You
can't be resting people.
Lost.
Mad team.
Do you know what it is? Just check where any of those teams finish. The great thing about life is there's a league table.
I'm all about man for
we
man.
We can see
man for man.
You can see exactly how those teams.
You can't
done
be resting players and putting in Smith Rowe against
how
these teams.
How many of those teams that are on that list finished above Arsenal in that league? None.
So what we're saying is, if Emery didn't finish so poor, It would have been a good season. He would have maybe only lost five games.
It would have changed his career.
Yeah. But why did you make that face?
He
lost.
It.
He lost four games.
What are we doing there? Hang about.
Mm-hmm. So we're saying Emre had a bad, yeah, he was bad at Arsenal, right? He lost only 10 games in that season. But the four of those losses come in the last six games. So if he doesn't have such a bad end to that season and he does win the, like what I'm saying, the line's so thin from having being good and being not. So the face is unjustified,
again,
really.
Are we
he
fully...
He just didn't understand what I was saying.
1 point from a possible 18...
That's poor.
...is crazy.
One draw, yeah.
Like, and my thing is, imagine I said that about Arteta last season. If he won two more games, we would have won the league. So it's thin lines. No, you're slaughtering him for those two.
What man's saying is, the players he had were terrible.
They were terrible.
They was terrible. Socrates,
come
you
on, man.
Nah, bro, it's a good enough team.
It's a good enough team, bro.
He landed in his little Vampire Diaries and he said, yeah, I'm a tournament manager. Yeah, we got, don't get it twisted. He came to finish top four. Top four was on. When he saw top four or Europa, he said, this one over here is something that I'm used to. And he went for that, bro.
Oh, no, Postecoglou. He's no better than Postecoglou in that year. In the final, Arsenal, bro, I remember watching him in the tunnel. You know, like there's one team that's like strict looking down. Chelsea team's banter. We're already in Champions
League.
We're already on the beach.
And that's what I thought.
We're already on
win.
The beach, yeah? They thought that was going to mean that we were going to be lackluster. No, we were playing with a swagger, a freedom. Giroud put them to the sword. Hazard, I think that might have been Hazard's last game.
Get out of the Arsenal starting team. I don't know who you think he's going to be there.
They were hugging on the pitch, like as in they're laughing. Like the celebrations were Hazard and Giroud like proper bussing up that they're doing this and they didn't need to do it. It was a bad day. I posted that day.
Was that Chelsea team better than the Arsenal team?
Slightly.
He just mentioned Hazard. So I'm guessing, what was that team? Who did you not play in the final?
Giroud.
Giroud, Hazard. Was Rudiger
there? Did Chelsea
Kante,
finish?
Kante.
You lot
come
finished
on,
fourth,
bruv.
Innit? Or third?
Yeah, Kovacic played in that. No, it's a good team.
They were a point above us, Broski. Yeah. That team wasn't like, great. This is the Chelsea, the fate. We went into that game thinking we were going to win that game.
Yeah, literally.
Especially because they'd already got fourth.
Even I played.
Socrates playing. This is the team, yeah? You had Socrates and Kashome at the back. Monreal left back. Ainsley, Maitland-Niles right back. Torreira. Klasinic.
Klasinac. What, he was a
midfielder? Ozil, Lacazette,
it's a good team.
Aubameyang.
Of course it's
decent
a good team.
3-4-3.
It's not a good team.
Not
with
no,
them.
But it's not
that,
a bad
that,
team.
That bad it's a bad defence. And that's probably why they're conceding all those goals.
But that's what I'm... Look, all I'm saying is Emery therefore had a part to play in his time at Arsenal. But at a certain... Like, it's easy to look at all them results and say it's Emery's fault. But how do you know bare players didn't make dumb mistakes in that match and it went
Bro,
down to the...
listen to right. the man, the gaffer's tactics... And those mistakes don't happen. Receive, pass it to him. That, make man. The move
Look
forward.
How many players we see making mistakes in the league today, like dumb ones as well. Like, yeah, 5 yard passes.
2019,
they can't
it
make
wasn't
it.
That same yeah, play out from the back. There was yeah, a bit yeah, more yeah, English yeah, football
yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think he just got done.
So the following season, always forgiven. He was allowed to spend money. He was allowed to do everything, and we came back with Nicolas Pepe,
which he didn't want.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing, Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Cool, but I remember this season clearly. Like, I remember that Liverpool game. We went away to Liverpool with Pepe.
Was it Bobby Firmino?
Pepe and someone up front, bruv.
Compared to what they wanted from Pepe, it would be considered a flop though, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, is that, yeah.
From his last 17 games, he won 5. Lost 5 and drew the rest, which is, yeah, that is why. So when he was sacked in December, Arteta takes over. We finished 8th that season, winning the FA Cup.
Good start.
We turn back up, finish 8th again.
Full season.
We're seeing all the Arteta outs.
Is that the season a lot of the fans were asking for him to go?
Yeah. I think that's where you're seeing all the Arteta outs.
That's when he starts to slowly
get rid of. We're asking for all these kind of mad managers. Allegri, Inzaghi.
Brendan Rodgers.
Eddie Howe. Like, we went mad.
Crazy.
Then we got a fifth place finish, which was like a a half serious season. Like, that's when we almost beat City that game, and we celebrated because we almost beat them.
Is that when Spurs finished fourth?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Darkness. This is when it was becoming a regular
this
thing.
This was when they were better than us.
Damn.
And then after
I've never
that,
heard that.
What do you mean? But after that,
Second.
See, again.
I think that's worse. I think that last second's
not. No, the first second. The first second's the dark one.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's 97% top of the league.
You know what that shows me? That I just feel like Arsenal should have given Emre more time.
Why?
Why?
How did he get there?
Tell me why. Tell me. Explain why.
So Arteta got an 8th, 5th, yeah?
Yeah.
Emre got a 5th final. Is in the final and then was on the way to, we don't know, right?
What do you mean? We do know. He won 5 in 7.
But do you know what it is? It's because he obviously started well and then that last 6 games, you're under pressure.
He lost five in seven.
He might have won the next 17.
He got sacked because of the 5 in 17 though, Steve-O. That's why he got sacked.
When Arteta's finishing 8th, it's peak as well,
Steve-O,
you know?
Yeah, but Steve-O, hear this. Steve-O, at that point, he's going out to the media just saying anything. Players are going out to the media, indirecting him. Like, yeah, I don't really know about my man. The players are turning on each other.
But ain't that on the players?
That's the players, man. And by the way, Arteta comes in and gets rid of
the manager, bro.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So if your players are moving away, you think you... So
it's a reflection of you.
All right, how many of them players did Arteta come in and get rid of?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them?
All of the ones that came out.
Exactly. Would he have not kept them if it wasn't the players?
Emery was getting batted up by these guys.
He didn't
that's
have
what,
a
that's
chance.
Whole point. It's not that he didn't have a chance. This is what it is, yeah? Is remember the context of this.
You just don't like him.
Cool. But the context of this thing is he ready to move a good team to go on to be an even better team? At PSG, we saw it. No. Yeah, he's come over to Arsenal now, yeah? And like I said, the last 6 games, I think that screamed at. That at a big team is a massive red flag. First of all, you've then turned up the next season with, like you said, Pepe might not necessarily have been his signing, but at that point, he's clueless, bro. He's clueless. They're asking him things. He's saying, like, I don't know. Why should
at the same time, above you lot's board was a mess as well, no?
They're saying Conte out and them thing there.
I swear it's
Conte out. I don't even know who
only
Conte
after
is.
When Arteta had Edu with him and they were building a structure on top and all these things became easy for Arteta.
You say that, yeah? But Arteta straight away
came in,
identified what our weaknesses were and tried to govern. Yeah? The first season didn't work out. To be fair, I can't really remember the second season at 8th. It was just pain. You understand, bro? I'm sure that was COVID, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The second, yeah. And then with the 5th now, you saw, okay, we got in Tomiyasu, we got in Ben White, and you see, when Emery did that, he bought us bull. So
not Emery.
Okay, cool. So the same upstairs that was terrible for Emery.
It's different.
Now it changed.
Like, listen
changed.
To what we're saying. It's not the same upstairs, is it? It's Edu comes in. We say he starts getting a...
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think it is to do... Because again, yeah, Arteta's come from City with this... Like, everyone's saying he's some kind of master of tactics.
But
he
was
tactics
for the first 3 years.
You're in that mood, man.
I'm not in that mood. You're not listening.
I'm listening to
I'm
you.
Saying... Arteta got given the chance that Emre never got given. That's all I'm saying.
I've got a good point to make here. I've been watching Home Improvements lately, yeah, and there's two guys, right? There's two guys.
The American one?
American one. So they come into money very quickly, both bought yards, you get me? One guy hasn't moved out of the biggest room. He lives in the biggest room. That's Emre. The other guy is staying in the smaller room, fixing it up and moving. That is Arteta. You get what I'm saying? He's trying to... There's one guy that couldn't get out of the room. You see, the yard's too big.
Did you get that? I didn't get it.
Because he's so used to being... No, look, one guy's so used to...
I didn't get it.
I thought he was going to say, like, and Emery built the yard and he had weaker material.
Hey, Nippy. Emery is so used to being in a studio flat. He don't come out the one room. You get what I'm saying? He don't come out. That's why when he went back to the yard improvement, the yard hadn't improved. You get what I'm saying? There was Coke cans and everybody. And then he went to the other yard, the guy had improved room by room. That's the eighth.
He got given the chance to improve room by room.
That's the fifth. That's the second. It's and the yard's decent now.
Could have done without it.
Yeah, but
what you are saying, regardless of my opinion of it, is a fact, isn't it? He wasn't given the chance that Arteta was given.
Don't need the chance.
But could it be, by the time we've had Emery, yeah, Arsenal have realised as a club, cool, we're not ready to bring in these guys to come in and do things straight away. We'll build with someone. Because remember, Emery, 21 years in management now. Back then, it would have been 16, 17 years.
Still experience.
You understand? So it's very experienced. We know what he's on now. But it's a gamble still with Arteta, but with the lack of expectations, maybe it's going to be an easier
job. And
it's
a project. And
if he supports West Ham, should they give Potter a couple more seasons?
I said they should have. I should have. I'm there with it. I've seen Alex Ferguson in a worse position and get past it. I'm just saying, over the years, in my 40 years, I've seen managers get given a chance and turn it around. That's all I'm saying. And now what we're saying is, this Emre guy we're now seeing wax lyrical about, like,
no,
he should have been given a chance. That's it.
Bro, but
what I'm saying, the no pressure is Arsenal at that time, the pressure shouldn't have been as high as it was because it was coming from
they're
fans.
Arsenal Football
no,
Club,
no, because the next
bro.
Season when Arteta's in there, all of a sudden there's no pressure. What are we talking
bro,
about?
There is pressure.
There's always been pressure.
No, but the pressure comes from expectation. If you don't
there
expect anything.
There shouldn't have been that much pressure
yeah, but
in
it's
2000
Arsenal.
That,
remember,
that time.
That's still the Arsenal that Arix.
It's the Arsenal I hadn't won for
how but long? They want to.
If you're saying upstairs make the signings, yeah? You look at the first signings Emery made. Socrates, Bernd Leno.
Big money.
Torreira.
Money, innit?
Guendouzi.
Emery, Arteta now, they let him go get Pablo Mari because he worked with him at City.
You mentioned
in
his
the
name
background.
Earlier, though. Who's the guy that asked at the time when...
Sven Mislintat.
Yeah. So, again, like H said, there was a bit of a show going on at Arsenal around that time.
But we had
Arteta,
it as well.
Arteta comes in. Luckily, at the same time, because the same could be said about Ten Hag. He usually worked with Overmars, and him and Overmars used to work in sync at the clubs that they was at. And then when he went to United, Overmars had that thing in his private life about the women phones, allegedly, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't get him over. At Ten Hag without Overmars was shocking. So sometimes you get a good sporting director, it can be good. Or it can be like when Emery was in charge and you had that, whatever his name was.
We still had that,
Paul.
That other idiot when we first had Arteta, you know, the... Raul Snellelli or whatever his
but
name
you know what it is? It's the structure of the clubs as well. Chelsea went through the same thing where it's like for a long time, yeah, the identity of the club is almost like anchored to the manager. The manager makes the decisions. He is the driving force. The players...
That's a manager, right?
Yes, but football's changed now. So, for example, Chelsea had that with Mourinho and all the big name brand managers that used to go and get. And then they thought the club want the power. So we want bare yes men,
coaches,
whatever it is.
This is what I was about to say. A lot of these managers, we only use the word manager.
Yeah,
that's
what
we're used
to
our whole life. Every time they come up on Sky after a match, whatever, look where it says head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
That means they don't have full control.
They don't.
You're just a head coach. It's changed.
We're comparing Arteta and Emery. When there's not a lot of full control, Arteta does better than
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you know why? Arteta, and I was speaking to people inside the club at the time, this is going back a few years, there's a place they walked through and it had checkers. You know the place? There was like checkered floor,
yeah.
And there was little things that Arteta, that Arsenal used to have in their heyday that he brought back. So when you haven't got, you ain't making the changes at the top or the transfers and that, sometimes you have to go back to basics. Like I've done that with my own career recently. You go back to basics and sometimes basically, what we think of Emre, how he gets smaller clubs and da-da-da-da, I think Arteta is 10 times better than him at that. And I think Emre probably is better than we think at these bigger clubs, given the chance. I think the writing off of Emre, I think is unjust. I think he's a great manager, not even good, great. But I also think Arteta is better at the smaller club thing or the fixing from the inside.
I'll be totally honest, they're not miles away from each other, just in general, because it's not like Arteta's gone and done it.
I think tactically, Emery, bro, I've watched him a lot this season, yeah, especially against us. The first half, their pants.
Yeah, man.
He sees what's going on. Man, second half, they come out, they win the game. They'll be losing
as
well.
Is that a good manager?
You don't get to do that at a good team.
But I'm saying this here. I'm saying this. He might need that move in modern football. That's that little step up from Villa. Maybe a Spurs.
Chelsea.
I was thinking that. Does he turn Chelsea up? No. I don't know. Maybe with what's going on, I think maybe Chelsea's the size of
United.
No.
Nah, crash and burn.
Liverpool.
No, we're too big.
Players of a certain stature just don't get him. Arteta, I think it's similar to Moyes, isn't it? Where United or whoever identified him as a gaffer.
Alex Ferguson.
Well, that's United at the time, bro.
You don't think Moyes could have done? Sorry, lipstick. Like, I think that's the same sort of thing. I think given the chance, Moyes to burst through. Remember, I've just had Moyes. I've seen what he can do. He wouldn't have been pretty.
At West Ham, at Everton.
Stop. I see what he done at Everton too. Just because they're not winning leagues.
That's Everton.
Bro, point is, they're good managers. I've seen them for 25 years, bro.
Bro, you don't want Big Sam at Arsenal or
Big
Liverpool.
Big Sam is a... Go and speak to anyone. Let me land. Go and speak to anyone. Chelsea, you know. Big Sam's a good manager. Tactically astute as well. Don't listen to the papers,
bro. When he goes up against the wicked Dons, bro.
You didn't even let me finish my question to the Man United guy. Jesus Christ.
Don't bring the Lord involved. It's Randy's birthday.
You know, so I'm saying, in listening to what we've said about maybe Emery should have maybe got a little bit more time. In football, no one gets time now. We know this, right? I still think Moyes at United should have got more time.
I prayed for that.
People that have come in after have done nothing.
Not to make it about United, but why I think it would have never worked out for him is because, one, I feel like the job was forced upon him through Sir Alex Ferguson because it was his decision. He said, get the Scotsman. Secondly, he was out of his depth at United. He came to United and Evra, Ferdinand, a couple of them
first signings
about it, yeah? They said Moyes was on the plane with us or something and he's doing stuff that he was doing at Everton where like he's taking all the players out to the beach randomly and not knowing that this is United. Like, they're superstars here. The whole beach ended up getting fouled. And the players without no security or nothing, yeah? Cool. Stuff like that. Secondly, Ferdinand and that also said he was asking us for tactical help and like stuff to do on the pitch.
I'm taking them beach.
What's his struggle for? I want to ask him after. He's a United fan as well, but that's the answer that
he
there.
He was out of his depth, man.
Maybe he was. Hang about. Maybe he was, right? But you look like he needed to go in. He needed to learn, bro. You need to give a chance to learn. But anyway, forget that. I'm just asking the question. You've answered.
Bro, he bought Fellaini.
What do you think?
That's not upstairs.
That's facts. Schneiderlin.
Ferguson built like a dynasty. He built like the whole culture. He built the club. He built everything there. And it's a bit like when managers come in, they're kind of given that opportunity to like put your stamp on the club. That was not what Moyes was brought in to do, and it was never. He got to come in and you got to try and like maintain. Mm-hmm. And Moyes
like
weren't
Slop did.
He's not used to doing that.
Teach
it's like
him on the job. This is United.
Keep like all these guys happy. Bring someone in. You know, you got a slightly aging squad, but world class players in there. You've got to keep them all happy. Very difficult job, and I just think it was above him.
Then he brought in Fellaini.
Yeah, I mean, I quite
and
like Fellaini.
In that sense, then, you're right. Emery was nothing like Moyes because they brought him in to be someone, bro. Mm. They thought he was ready.
Little Fergie. They brought him in to be Little Fergie.
Emery wasn't brought in to be little anything. He was meant to be the next boss. Yeah, he was meant to build. So that's why I think, yeah, some of the signings maybe. But I think they kind of would have given him creative control.
They thought they were getting Khabib and got Hezbollah. You get me?
Can I ask you this as well? So are we saying, though, that's because I need to get this straight. Let's just clear me up right now, please. So it was an 8th, 8th and a 5th. He didn't get the time to learn on a job. He got the time to learn on a job, right?
Yeah, but he was under pressure in those. He was still under pressure.
Again, which you gonna be?
No, but again, Steve-O, Emery was brought in as a successful manager. So the fact that he wasn't successful is get him away quickly. When we realised that maybe the successful manager route isn't the route to go, bring in a guy that we could give more time that's under a bit less pressure. And that's Arteta. And
but at the time, you still was Arteta out. So you were still, if the fans and if the people, the press would have got their way, he would have just been out anyway. So you lot wanted him out same way you wanted my man out.
Do you know how much the manager merry-go-round would be doing if everyone got their way, bro? If everyone got their way, the manager merry-go-round, it would just be non-existent.
So they felt the same way about the other guy.
End of the day, you know what I say to every fan that wants a manager that's in the motion of getting it right? Look at West Ham. They wanted champagne football over getting top 10. They're now relegation favourites. You get what I'm saying? In the source of looking for champagne football, they had a guy that was getting them top 10 every season. Their relegation favourite.
I just think it is. You know what it is? I think this is where I think where I defend Emery for his time at Arsenal. Yeah, he came in after Wenger, innit? Who, as much as we love him, but he left us in a mess, bro. He bought Lacazette. Lacazette weren't working out. Quickly go spend the money that Emery would have had on Aubameyang quickly. And then not make Champions League and just go, yeah, vampire guy, you get it. And it was never going to be easy. Like, no, honestly. Like, it's, and that, in a sense, is, I hear it, innit? But the fact of the matter is, bro, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And like GOP said, there was talks that we wanted Arteta at the time. Remember, Arteta had been in the coaching staff at City for 2 or 3 years at this point. But the fan base demanded a successful manager. And we went and got Unai Emery. And at the time, we wasn't vexed at it. We thought, yeah, we might not win the league straight away, but exciting, attacking football. And went and got Lichtensteiner and all these, man. Yeah, so
I think Arsenal was caught in between like the Chelsea way of doing things.
I think the fans have too much say over there,
Chelsea had this thing of being able to constantly when it's not working, you're gone, you're in, win now. And that pressure, it worked at Chelsea. We were successful with it. But you had to have a lot of bread and top resources, serious PR, because players, you still got to be able to pull in top players. Arsenal had none of this at the time. Arsenal were a dope man team. I think them times still, we were flirting with that wage structure thing of not going over 100. Like, it wasn't an attractive place for a player to go. So I think
players were running contracts, man.
Yeah.
That's what
Ozil,
players do.
Ozil did it.
Yeah, all the players do it at Arsenal.
That is. I think this is one of them ones where we can't get an answer, but we know the answer. Batman v Superman, they try lie.
No, wait.
One of them's clearly got superpowers. One of them's got a lair. a lair's cold, but you can't fly, bro. They're both heroes, though.
He's got a kite and a utility, bro.
That's what I'm saying. And a butler, some laser watch thing.
But somehow, Superman struggles with him, you know.
Oh, that's
every fight.
Remember, do you hear what he whispered?
He's intelligent.
I know your mum.
Who's the most...
Mum.
I was at the christening.
they're always... Yeah.
When Superman is about to kill him, he's like, I know your mum. Yeah. Marcia. You know Marcia, you swear.
Marcia.
You know, that's a big woman. Batman don't even know his mum.
Batman don't even know his mum. Superman loves his.
He does know his mum.
He does.
And it's Martha.
His mum got killed,
His mum got killed in the alley, bro.
Yeah, he knew her when he was a kid.
Yeah, but he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he don't know her.
He was 10 years old.
He didn't get to know her. More. That's what he's trying to say.
You didn't get to know her.
More, like.
Who's Batman? Who's Superman?
That's a real
council. All right, wait. Because if we're being serious, Arteta's Batman.
No.
Arteta is Batman.
What? And Emery's Superman? After you lot just put him down for a whole show.
Superman gets badded up.
Let's bring them both down.
Girl gets cheats on him.
Arteta is Batman.
But
Arteta's Batman.
Great.
I think Arteta's a credible hope.
Arteta is Batman,
clearly
I think.
Two new superheroes.
But you know what it is? No, Arteta's not Batman. He's Bruce Wayne.
Who's the other Wolverine that looks like Triple H with the hair? Sabretooth. Sabretooth's a bad boy, you know. He ain't got the metal claws.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying.
He gets his one
Arteta's shot. Arteta's got metal claws. But Sabretooth... Emery, he's got long hair.
No, I hear that. Bro, I respect it.
The thing is, yeah, Arteta's got Alfred, bro.
Alfred's a serious man.
Is that the set piece guy?
That's
Jova.
He's got somebody doing something. Corners. He's got people behind the scenes working for him.
Nah, man, you made it so difficult. It's Iron Man and War Machine. And Arteta is Iron Man because War Machine gets all the credit. He's the one that flies with the president. He's the main one. That is.
Boys, you could tell you lot don't watch comic books. Watch comic books.
Watch comic books.
And we are done.
Thank you for watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. See you in 2026.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.